Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. Today, we have a special guest, Glenn Crabtree. He is the president and CEO of Orca Life, bringing over 25 years of experience in the final expense industry. Glenn is the epitome of an entrepreneur, leading an organization with high energy and passion that generates over $25 million in annual production. He's also one of my business mentors. So diving in today, the quote of the day is, sustainable success is a marathon, not a sprint. And what that means, achieving lasting success takes time and steady effort. And it's about being patient and consistent rather than trying to get the quick results. And I'm super excited that Glenn's here today because over 25 years of experience, he knows a thing or two about quick results and what happens with that. So with all due, welcome to the show, Glenn.
Well, thank you very much for that entry there. And thank you for having me on your show. This is exciting. Looking forward to this. And I'm hoping people can take away from this podcast something that moves them to make decisions that will improve their life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that, G. I really do love that. So that's the gist of what we do this podcast for. Like we've said, we always want to thank everybody that is listening in, tuning in. The like, the subscribe, those things go a long way. Our purpose and mission here is to add value to you. So, Glenn, that is, I guess, a statement as to what you kind of represent to us, right? So let me give just a little bit of a background on our relationship, who Glenn is, right? You all, if you've listened to the show, you've heard us talk about our journey in the business. You hear me say Uncle G. That is not Grant Cardone, as some may know him. Even GC, I mean, Glenn Crabtree, there's a lot of similarities between those two, even the passion. But Glenn is our uncle and mentor in the business. And, you know, Glenn, we've been partners now 11 years. We founded Orca Life together. In 2016, we have now partnered with the AmeriLife family in 2021 together. So we have really been, like we say, when we're family, and we do life and we do business together, and it's a beautiful thing. And one thing that has always stood out to us is the persistence that you've had in our business, Mike. We talk about that. We door knock. We're final expense agents. What we do is not easy. And I don't necessarily personally know anybody that's done it or been in the industry as long as you have. So you started 99, right? Or ballpark?
About 1999. That's correct. In-home sales in 1999. Insurance, in-home insurance sales.
And one thing I've always respected and loved, and I think has really, I've given a lot of a credit to, whether I told you or not, is that your UPS background. So you worked at UPS how many years?
16 years.
So big time difference, right? A different speed. You're working in corporate America, as we've, you know, heard you say, and we don't have to go there. But I love that background because I know we leaned into that so much. We leaned into your process-oriented, system-driven mindset of running a business when we were building our business, when we were building Orca Life. And, you know, it was always like, hey, we've got to not just be able to do this once, but we've got to duplicate it, and we've got to be able to teach somebody how to duplicate it and teach somebody how to teach somebody how to duplicate it. And I think UPS has helped us so many times over the years. But today, again, sustainable success being the long term, I was just saying it this week, anything that we get into, you know, our next move in our business, we are reminded always that it takes longer than you would like it to or you would think it does. But Glenn, you've done a phenomenal job. I guess I look at the calendar, 2024. We're 25 years into this business. I just want to open that up a little bit. You know, open it up. You've been in the business longer than most would say. Some people say Final Expense has a shelf life of, you know, 10 to 15 years. We compare that to the NFL running back. Those are not the longest tenured players or positions in the NFL. What about you has allowed you to sustain that success? And what's so great about it is it's really been this upward trajectory. You know, this past year has been our biggest year since we've founded Orca Life. We've continued to set records and break new records in production. And there's no sign of us slowing down and doing that. So what about Glenn Crabtree would you say has really helped you over the years or allowed you to do that?
Well, I can tell you, I learned years ago, Dave. And by the way, thank you, David, for all those great accolades. I mean, I don't know if the camera is going to be big enough to keep my head intact, but we'll work with this, okay? No, I'll be honest with you, David. It's all about helping others get what they want. That's what it's about, helping others get what they want. When other people get what they want, you will always get what you want. Your rate of getting what you want is not, like you said, it's not a sprint. It is truly a marathon. Once this particular mindset, helping other people get what they want, once that is ingrained in your brain, then you will figure out ways to systematically develop to help everyone get what they want. And before you know it, you've scaled to something you never even dreamed you were going to do. I mean, I'll be very candid with the two of you. I never dreamt that Orca was going to be what Orca is today. You know, matter of fact, you two were bigger dreamers than I was. You all gave me a lot of faith in what it is that I said and did. And I did not realize the power of my words at that time because you all believed me. And from your belief, we were able to build something extremely awesome. We're not on a house of cards here, folks. We are on bricks and brick and mortar. Okay. We've got a great system. And what drives that is just helping other people get what they want.
Yeah, and again, that's our crew here. You know, it's service provider mindset, right? That's the in-home philosophy that we teach. I know to a sales agent, it's not about sales; it's about service. So that certainly is a major asset of any great sales professional.
Right. Absolutely. And Glenn, you know, 25 years in this business, and that was something that you told me I'll never forget. Maybe week one, week three into the business, if you help enough people get what they want, you in return will always get what you want. And so where did you really start? Because that's clearly something that you believe. And we know that because you were out there serving families for, gosh, at least 18 years. I mean, you were truly out there, you know, knocking, serving all along the way. So what is it? Was there something instilled in you as far as growing up or what? To have 25 years in this business, that is a big deal. That is a big deal. So was there a mantra or something that you always lean into for that mindset?
Well, Lindsay, we've talked about this a lot, and I'll just reiterate it. It's all about the grit. It's all about the grind. It's when you find something that provides a great service. Oh, and by the way, we make money, okay?
Right.
We have a great lifestyle. Okay, because we're not your typical organization where you go out and you help maybe one or two families a week. We're helping 7 to 10 families a week. When you have a system that allows you to do that, then you can lean into the system. But the system mindset probably came from when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, watching my father build a couple different businesses. My father was an entrepreneur. He did things that most people would have thought were crazy, but they ended up being very successful. Okay, they ended up being successful for small family type entrepreneur businesses. And that's where I learned a lot of it. I'll just be very candid with you. You know, when I got a corporate job at UPS, I had to work outside of my personality in order to succeed at that corporate job. It wasn't until I realized that wasn't cut out to be middle management at a Fortune 500 or a Fortune 100 company that I said, you know what, I got to do something different. Someone told me I should get in sales. I had no idea that I could sell. But I knew that if I believed in something, Lindsay, the way that my father believed in the things that he did, I could make something work, not just for myself, but all the other people that I touch in my life. I'll be honest with you. My dad had a system of, I know this is going to sound funny, but we're going to just put it out there on the table. He ran a soft ice cream business. It was called Louisville Dairy Clipper. And he had 6 to 7 trucks. He had 6 to 7 drivers. Actually had 10s because people have to take off. Those drivers were depending on him to develop a system for them to go out and serve the kids, the families, and everybody that wanted to come up and get an ice cream. I know that sounds so simplistic, but when you get right down to it, you know, he scaled that, okay? He scaled it, and that's where I learned those traits. And, you know, if you were going to do something, you had to figure it out yourself. I remember being, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, and my dad had to take apart a generator. He never knew how to take apart a generator, but he had a book, and he knew if he didn't get that generator back in service for the next morning for that driver, not only was there lost revenue for that, you know, for what we were, as the family, the business, would lose, but then that driver wouldn't work, and then he couldn't pay his bills. So my dad was out there till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the driver started at 8, and I was holding the tarp for it, keeping the rain off of all the parts. So that's where that gritty drive, passion, motivation to serve the people that within your organization. You know, servant leadership, I know it's an overused statement, but servant leadership has to come with action. If you don't have that action and you're nothing but words, it's just a bunch of empty.
Right.
But that's where we learned it. That's where it was learned.
Well, and that's where your passion comes from, because clearly think about, there was no YouTube at that time. You had to literally open a book and read the instructions on how to figure this out, right? So there's no YouTube for all those folks out there listening right now. No YouTube. You can't just look it up real quick or Google it. So he had to figure it out. And that comes from having passion and having energy, because I would imagine that he loved serving those people and wanted to ensure that he was helping them. So that was his burning desire to ensure that.
Yeah, and
no doubt.
And I mean, whether it's those people or the fact that he knew he needed to eat dinner that night and support the family that he was out there working for. You know, we could do another week long session on your why, right? And the why that you have that you always lean into that causes you to stick to it. And I'm going to bring up what we call Glennisms around here. And that's one thing, as I'm listening to you talk, Glenn, I'm thinking about that stick-to-itiveness that you've always said that you've had, you know, and, you know, you could also call that resourcefulness, but, you know, or just that grit, the grind, the never give up. I'm not going to stop until this is accomplished. And I'm not sure there is a better, you know, I think that trait can almost fall, entrepreneurs can fall victim to that trait sometimes when they, if they're maybe holding on to the wrong business for too long, because we all know that, you know, if you're a successful entrepreneur, you failed at some point. I mean, that's just simple. But when it comes to, you know, and I think about the story now, you know, we're here in Kentucky. Colonel Sanders is, you know, one of those, I guess, national, what would you call Colonel Sanders?
KFC.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken. But he's just well known all across the world. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you bring him up, because he just tried I don't want to steal your thunder on that, David. But yes, Colonel Sanders is well known across the world for fried chicken.
Yeah, famous, right? And the only point I was going to bring up is that I have heard the stories about him that, and you may even know it better than me, but I know it was a lot of door knocking, a lot of recipes, a lot of years, and almost until he was 60 years old or something crazy like that. And, you know, don't quote me and blast me for being wrong, but I know that it was at that last door, you know, at that point, like, I don't know how long I can keep doing this, that national stardom and infamy that still lives on today. You know, we're over in Venice, all the three of us, this past summer, and the first on an insurance trip. You know, by the way, our business takes us to places like that. So we're over there visiting Venice, and we get off the train or getting ready to get on the train to go to Florence. And the first thing you see is a KFC.
Yep.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. And if he wouldn't have knocked on that last door, if he wouldn't have stuck to it, that would have never happened, right? So that trait, like you say, Glenn, has been instilled in you, and it's at your core. Because it does. It takes time, and it takes a lot of hard work, right, to know that if I stick with this, it's going to more than likely work out.
Yes. I mean, once you figure that out, that if you're just all about the stick-to-itiveness, which I really got from my mother. My dad was the idea guy. He was the one, let's start a business, let's do this, do this. And when mom saw profitability, she was the one that drove the family to stick to it, to really cherish the grind. Okay. You know, when everybody talks about the grind that they go through, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, whether you're a nurse practitioner, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is you do, there's always going to be a grind. But when you learn to cherish the grind, that's when you start developing a mindset that allows you to grow a net worth you never thought you could. When you do the same thing over and over and you're expecting different results, we obviously know that's called insanity. But when you do the same things over and over and you bring other people into that same mindset of success, then doing those same things over and over creates a net worth you never thought you would ever have. You know, and serving so many families. There's so many families today that when their loved ones pass away, we don't get to know those beneficiaries. But I've gotten phone calls from those beneficiaries of being so grateful that I was professionally persistent enough to come into their dad's home, their grandfather's home, and develop that relationship to have those individuals listen and learn and then move them to make a decision to help their families they leave behind. And again, David, that's what we do. Lindsay, that's what we do here at Orca Life.
Yeah, it is. And let me jump in really quickly. And then I know Lindsay's got our next question. But just to context that, let's see. How many apps have we wrote this year? So the reason I've done some digging, I'm doing some research here while you guys are talking. And, you know, our tech stats guy here is we've helped out at Orca this year, 13,214 families. That was as the start of August.
Wow.
13,000 families. Right. And just to put again into context, kind of what you're saying, when you stick to it and you surround yourself with the right people, which we all, at least on this call, definitely consider ourselves and know ourselves to be that. For where we're at. When we started Orca 2016, we completed that year with $3.9 million in sales. In 2019, I'm going to skip ahead. 2019, we were at $9.1 million. So 3 years in, we had tripled the business. 2021, $12.8 million. Now, I'm not great at math, but I'd say that's about a 33% increase over the next 2 years. 2021 to 2023, so last year's net sales, $18.5 million in sales, which, again, not great at math. That's actually a 50%, I think, increase over where we were in 2021. But, again, when we talk about the sustainable and the upward trajectory, these traits and these qualities that we're talking about today are what's necessary to produce those outcomes. So the business has grown. What I don't have these numbers, but I think 2016, we may have been at a ballpark of 25 to 30 agents. And this year, I know we've had a little over 150 consistent weekly producers. So the business is growing. We're always looking for good people. We're always opening up new markets. And Lindsay, I know you kind of wanted to tee up Glenn and ask him that second question. You were excited.
Well, right. Excited. And, you know, with those numbers, you know, because there's folks that are listening on this call right now that maybe you're with the right company or maybe you're not, or maybe you're thinking, why am I out here? Why am I doing sales? Right. And so a question, you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask Glenn is what qualities have you re- repeatedly witness from some of the most successful either agents or sales individuals? What are repeated qualities that you see within them?
Wow, I love that question, Lindsay, and it's a very simple one for me to ask. The people that win in our business or any business, any entrepreneur, it can be any type of successful entrepreneur in whatever business he's in, they don't play the blame game, okay? They don't look at and place blame or say it's something else's fault, okay? There were so many people that originally we brought into the business were, you know, they were like, oh my gosh, the leads are terrible or those people are mean or whatever the case may be, and they didn't last in our business. Those people played the blame game. It's the people that see the opportunity around all the imperfect people or the imperfect processes or in anything that's imperfect. They see the process is going to win out with repetition and grit. Those are the people that win. The people that actually show up, let's put that out there. I know that sounds a little funny. Okay, they actually show up, they got a little grit, and they don't play the blame game. They don't look for Orca to solve the problems. They get in the Orca system, and they run that system right down those rails, just like that car at Disney World when you were driving along. You had to stay in between those rails. They stay within those guidelines, and they figure out how their personality is going to impact the families that they meet using the Orca system, and they don't blame.
Great point. I mean, think about that. Think about the job that you're in right now or the career, and you've got some folks around you that do play the blame game, right? Or I know we read a book many years ago called Extreme Ownership, right? And you talk about, you know, you're not going to blame others. You're going to look to yourself in the mirror first, right? Because in order to move something, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. You got to look at yourself, right? I can't blame this person or that person. Sure, it might have had something to do with it, but you're not going to get anywhere by blaming, like Glenn said. So,
and Lindsay, that word self opens up just a great transition into self-development. Mm. Okay, you know, there was a time, Lindsay, when I had to look in the mirror and I had to fire myself. All right, and let me explain what I mean. Our company had grown, we grew and grew, and then at one point I was in that, I'm good enough mindset, complacency. Okay, as soon as you hit that I'm good enough mindset, that complacency, everything around you starts going down and down and down because you get complacent. You get that mindset. You can never be complacent. You always need to act like you're still poor. You know, there's no hidden secret here. Glenn wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Lindsay and David Curry weren't born with a silver spoon with their mouth. We're folks from heavens. My wife and I, our first home was a trailer, Rogan's Trailer Park in Bardstown, Kentucky. Okay, we didn't come from money, but we had drive, we had ingenuity, and we didn't play the blame game. And I learned to become self-aware and self-development. And I need to thank you two for that. You all really helped me in that spot to where I did terminate myself, and then I hired myself back, but I had a different mindset.
You had to become a better self for you.
I love that. Fire yourself. If you're complacent, I love that. That's good. That is really good.
Yeah, it is. I've always loved, just to kind of go back to what you said about the blame game. I heard somewhere from a quote from Bezos or a statement made that he said that the entire game changed and everything opened up for him at Amazon when he got rid of the excuse department. And, you know, we see it always so much because as entrepreneurs, like the blame's going somewhere, right? Like if the business isn't going well, it's not because GE or Yum Brands or so-and-so made a bad decision and I was told to do something that now resulted in this. No, we're making the decisions. We're making the calls every day. So for the person that can't become okay with owning the outcome, entrepreneurship is not the space for them to be in. And I look at that.
That's okay. That's actually okay.
Oh, 100%. And 100%. And I love self-development opened up my world. I mean, it changed my life. You know, that I have this business to thank for that. I don't want to speak for Lindsay, but I know I was not interested, no idea what the potential or what the reason to even pick up a book or think about growing myself was as a golf professional, at least mentally, which is hard for me to think about because golf is all mental. So it's kind of sad to say, but until we got in this business, and this business has opened up the world, I think, for owning a bigger and better world. If we don't become bigger, we always say, if you don't have it, you can't give it, right? If you're not pouring into yourself, you don't have anything to give out.
Right.
So,
well, I was a Mary Kay baby. So we would like drive around listening to cassette tapes, again, showing my age, cassette tapes of, you know, top sales producers and all those things. But no, but it, you need it every day. And Glenn's talked about that. It's, you know, just like you need a bath every day, you need to cleanse your mind every day, right? And what we put into our mind is so important. And I want to encourage folks that are listening right now, you know, if you've got some negative news feed or whatever the case may be cautious of what it is that you're allowing in, because what goes in does come out eventually.
No doubt. And, you know, it's awesome that you touch on that point, because folks don't understand that they are molded not only by the things that they listen to, but also by the people they surround themselves with.
Right.
Okay. You are the five people that you hang out with, or the three people, whatever that looks like. And one of the things that I, Lindsay, I may be jumping ahead here, but one of the things that I always chased to contain or to maintain the grind, the grit, the one thing I always changed was who I wanted to be in 5 years or in 10 years. I always was chasing that. You know, competition is great, but when you compete in certain ways, you've got a winner and you got a loser. But in business, there's no winners and losers. It's just continuous improvement. And that's what you do. You just continuously improve, and you will become the person that you dreamt about being 20 years ago.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I wrote this down and it is something that I've learned and I've had to experience. And that is that good is the gatekeeper to great, right? Like you say, when you just first make those changes, when you first touch a little bit of success, right? And things go from like really difficult to pay my bills to, oh, I maybe got a couple hundred bucks in the bank at the end of the month. Maybe I got a couple thousand now in the bank. That just being good. And that's what you say, Glenn, like, you're competing with yourself. You know, that's what I'm trying to teach. You know, I'm coaching these 9-year-old, 10-year-old boys, baseball, football. And that's one of the core principles that we're trying to get through, is that, you know, it's funny, you know, of course, the Tuesday night scrimmage, we walk out to the game or we're walking out on the field. Well, I've been here for 2 minutes and some kid said, oh, look at those guys. They aren't no good. Y'all are going to kill them. It's like, okay, thanks a lot. You just ruined the game for us. Number one. Yeah, we're totally done for now. But it's like, no. We are playing ourselves. We are working to bring the best version of ourselves to the field every time. If we do that, we can't argue. We can't complain about the outcome, win or lose. But if I don't bring that best version of myself, and like you're talking about, if I'm not continually looking to build and bring a better version of myself, again, entrepreneurship may not be the place for you, because that's the driver of the bus. We are the speed of the business as the leaders of that. So I love the point. I love that point. Just wanted to shine some light on it.
Absolutely. Well, in dance, we always had this was actually our high school mantra, was leave it all out there, because I danced like basically no regrets. That was our mantra, was no regrets. And so when you think about that in business, or, you know, leaving it all out there, did you go 110%? And those can be really hard some days, right? Especially Glenn, I mean, 25 years in this business. And thinking about some days, I'm sure you didn't want to get up and do what you had to do, but you did it anyway, right?
Yes. So. Yes, no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that was me this morning. which I did have church this morning. We were up at 4:30, so that's never. We say it's never fun to see at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So sure.
some people love those things. Glenn, I think we just want to kind of, it's been great, man. Thanks for all the wisdom. You have so much wisdom. You've been such a great business partner of ours. And that was one thing that I wanted to kind of just tie this up with, right? Like put a bow on all the greatness of this call. And all the years we say, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And as we just talked about with the numbers, we've done a lot of winning, but we also made a comment that any successful business owner has probably failed. So over those years, maybe the standout lesson or, you know, one of those key moments that you say you've picked up over all these years of entrepreneurship.
I would say a large percentage of entrepreneurs are control freaks, okay? And some entrepreneurs do not understand how to control their ego. I learned a long time ago, you check your ego at the door and you surround yourself with people smarter than you, you cannot fail. If you're the smartest person in the room, you better go find another room. You cannot fail when you check your ego. So, David, that ego gets in the way of so many successful people. And once someone can be self-aware, check their ego at the door, not worry about if I am the smartest or the best, understand your role, and everything flows.
Great point. Very good point. All right. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much for being on the call today and being our special guest. And Hype Nation, as David calls it, Hype Nation.
Hypers, Glenn. Maybe Glenn could come up with a great name for the followers of this podcast.
I like the hypers.
Hypers. All right, there we go. We've made the decision. Hypers. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and listening, and we will see you all next week.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn.
Thanks. Sure.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.